This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Getting Dug with High here on a, what is this? Tuesday afternoon, 4:15 Pacific time. As you saw flying through space, we got three guests today. They are Kenny Lucas, Keith Lucas, the Lucas brothers, some people like to call them. And our old friend Kasim G is back. For his record, yeah, his record tying fourth appearance. This is your fourth time.
Yeah. Fourth mug going in the cupboard today. I'm pretty excited about it.
Wow, it's like a set.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We're newbies, man.
Keith and Kenny, you guys know them from the amazing blockbuster comedy movie 22 Jump Street. That got snubbed by the Academy.
I mean, no one's talking about that.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about Selma. What about us?
Great. I'm
sure. Yeah, everyone's Selma, Lego movie. What about Jump Street?
What us?
One of the funniest sequels I've ever seen, and that part of why it was so hilarious is they added you guys to the movie.
Oh, thanks.
Is there a 23 Jump Street being talked about?
I think so. I mean, they're talking about a mashup between MIB and 22.
22.
Jump Street.
What?
Yeah.
A mashup. That's crazy.
That would be insane.
With aliens?
With aliens.
Damn.
And Will Smith.
Yeah.
And Will Smith and Channing Tatum on the same screen might blow people's minds.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
What if they only could only hire one of you? Does that ever happen?
We'll fight to the death.
If they try to make you do an Arnie Hammer and have one of you play both roles?
We might try to pull a Mary-Kate and Ashley to save some money.
Oh, is that what they do?
That's what they did in Full House.
They have to tag him in. And
oh, that's right.
Go in.
I forgot that they didn't play twins on that show.
No, I always think they did.
Seems like, why didn't they? They should have just took a couple seasons in and just went, hey, you know what? They were twins. One's been in the other room the whole time.
But then they added twins. So they added twins.
Yeah, that's where they learned. Yeah. They were like, twins.
That's why I stopped watching. I felt like Jeff the Shark when they started adding all those people. I'm all right with 10, but you add 12.
Yeah. There were a lot of characters on that show.
That's not a full house.
Everyone had their thing.
That's like a jam-packed house.
Hair. Too much.
Too much in the house.
Too much.
Do you guys have a preference between sativa or indica?
I normally go sativa.
It's normally sativa, but I'm willing to do both.
And what about just in your day-to-day lives? Because as twins go, you're probably up there in terms of not being able to tell the difference between the two of you.
That makes sense.
Do you guys shave at the same time? Like your beards are even.
We don't shave.
Like if one was slightly longer, you'd be giving us a little clue. I guess you gotta go by what's on the hats.
What's on the hats. We stop shaving at the same time. And it just grows up.
Yeah, it's gonna grow out the same.
It's gonna grow out the same way.
Similar. All right. Well, the sativa today is Green Dream. And that's this right here. And then, someone was telling me I should hold up a nug. During this part, you know what I mean?
They want to see it.
They want to see it.
Show it,
Show it's real, you know?
There it is.
I can't
see
it.
That's the Green Dream.
Is it nice?
Grab it, touch it, smell it. I loaded up all the pipes with sativa. It's 419.
Yep.
It smells really good.
And then the indica today is called Diablo OG. Oh, that smells really good. I like to smell indica more than actually. We got four lighters here. If you brought one, that's cool.
Which one you want, man? You want blue or red? Blue?
Give me blue.
Just don't use the unlucky white one.
I had a white lighter for a date and I lost it.
So pick up any one of these devices and it's got the sativa in it.
Cheers.
This one, man.
Cheers.
But since anybody's up for some indica, we'll try that in a little bit.
Cheers to Selma, guys.
Yes. It might win Best Picture just because of the heavy guilt trip that all the Academy members are under right now for only nominating it for Best Picture and Best Song is the only nominations it got. Does a great job of playing Martin Luther King. doesn't make it on the short list.
That's crazy. You've seen the movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
But you know, you hear nothing but good things about it. It's at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is Oprah tied in with it somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Of course she is.
Oh. Always, you always get
that's
there.
How those things get made, because they're not necessarily big money makers. So yeah. Someone like Oprah is really,
I think Oprah's been involved home. In every black movie.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Since
I think
19,
she has yeah. to be.
She was. She produced Ride well. Along. She was.
She found Kevin Hart.
She has a cameo in The Wedding Ringer. Do you think The Wedding Ringer isn't making any money because it's Kevin Hart surrounded by just a bunch of white
is it
people?
Not making any money?
It did okay, yeah, okay. But
well,
you know,
American Sniper
was huge.
It went. I mean,
so big.
How much did it make? 130 million?
105.
Yeah, 105 over the 4 days, I think.
Jeez. And all you read about online is how the dude in real life is just a big liar.
Really?
Is that true? It's like, I don't want to go see this guy. And they have this...
Martin Luther King was a liar?
Yeah, no. As far as we know, he's clean.
Hey, man, who doesn't lie, man?
I heard the craziest thing today, though, that the king of state owns all of his speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And that they had to rewrite the speeches for the movie.
They didn't give him access
to
it.
That's so crazy.
Messed up.
Like, why not let him say that? It's a great chance for people to hear what Martin Luther King actually said.
What if he did it better, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know?
He did some great punch-up.
As I said, just remembers his speech?
Yeah. As I said in another podcast, I took a nap and learned some things about myself.
Well, don't they charge more for it in New York?
Well, yeah, I mean, they would have to pay for the speeches. But some of the speeches were great. I mean, I thought they were pretty good.
Apparently they were,
I mean, not good enough for
you. Got people
though.
Fired up.
Maybe that's why they didn't get nominated.
Because the speeches weren't up?
It was just, they say, the conventional wisdom is that the studio behind Selma didn't send out screeners early enough to get enough momentum. But once word got out how great it was, I think a lot of Academy people just... said, let's put it in the best picture.
But do they really need to see the movie to know the story of Selma?
Right, exactly. I mean, when I saw the trailer, I was just like, I'm in.
Yeah,
you know, it feels like a history lesson. I don't necessarily, I'm not like pumped to see it, but I really want to see this. This looks like it's a really good.
I chose Whiplash.
Historical drama.
Whiplash I had the option of two. Yeah. You know, and yesterday
Whiplash
was MLK Day. Couldn't have been a better day.
And but you chose Whiplash. White jazz players' problems.
Great. You ever seen it?
I saw it. It's awesome.
It's fantastic.
It's really good.
Yeah. It's super good. And I thought J.K. Simmons looked like an unpainted Blue Man Group guy in that the whole time, didn't he?
He looked like the
unpainted.
What do you think of Birdman?
Enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Still don't know what it's about, though.
I was a little confused by
Michael Keaton, man. Batman, Michael Keaton, the bird. That's all you need to know. That's it. What else do you need
to
know?
That's all you need to know.
So you guys don't finish each other's sentences? You're not that kind of the...
Yeah, people always say that. Like, oh, we finish each other's sentences. Like, oh.
I think we do it sometimes.
Yeah.
And you do it in your show.
That's enough to cause a stereotype.
You do it in your cartoon. Yeah. You even screw around with who's who. Sometimes.
Yeah, when it's scripted, of course, you do that.
Yeah.
Like, some of the dialogue in 22 Jump Street was so fast
and
funny. I love that movie.
Did we finish each other's sentences?
We did.
Yeah.
We did. It was unfortunate.
We twinned it up.
We twinned it up, man.
We twinned it up.
We did what we had to do. to keep earning the checks, man.
I would love to be a part of your guys'
Hey, man, you want to join?
Yeah.
Hey, let's do it. That's Marx Brothers.
We're going to expand like the NWO.
Oh, that's a great idea. You got the hats.
There's eight cameras
in
here. I don't
know which
one. You got to get newer glasses.
I know. I used to have, and then I just went normal.
I've never been more jealous of hats and glasses than right now.
I
wish I was wearing both. Normally, I'm like, oh, that's too much on my. I can't handle it.
But no, Doug's
allowed. You guys are showing me that you can live.
Yeah.
And the hoodie pulled up.
The hoodie.
You got so much going on.
So much. It might be too much.
This looks good.
I like the jacket, man.
Oh, thanks. My buddy got this from Tokyo. Yeah.
I like it.
Tokyo, Japan. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
crazy.
He flew back with it.
This is the type of.
Who's got room in their luggage for a whole other jacket?
He's a great friend.
Some guy. Yeah. Some really great guy. Dude.
And he was thinking about you in Tokyo.
Yeah.
He did get it for himself.
And then he just didn't fit.
When you shrink when you fly back.
Yeah. Damn, picked the wrong one.
Or you grow, expand. Let's do some high history with you guys. We've talked to Casim about this a few times, but what's your. You know, your history with marijuana, you since a young age?
No, we were...
Started late
bloomers? We started late. We were in law school when we started.
You were in law school?
We were in law school.
Did you both finish law school?
No, we dropped out when we started weed.
So this is the anti-drug path.
You guys were going to be the first tag team lawyer group.
Yeah, that was our goal, man. What was that show on USA with Zach Morris?
I forgot the name of it.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to be like those
Franklin
dudes.
Franklin Rash.
That's us.
Why did you know that?
What?
Did you watch it?
Because, Kumail Nanjiani's friend of mine. Okay. He was on there. And the other guy is Breckin Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Breckin Meyer.
I never saw it. But Franklin and Bash is just a funny. Rizzoli and Isles. Like, there's a few titles those are my go-to comedy answers when somebody says, like...
Wasn't that on USA,
What
too?
New show was that on?
The Tudors.
That was on USA.
Rizzoli and Isles. That's just fun. They're fun names because there's so many of them. One of them just
this
got canceled,
hip
I think.
Up. Oh, really?
You want to hit that? We forget to smoke on the show because the conversation's so much fun. But do you guys ever do your stand-up high?
We prefer not to. We've done it occasionally, but more often than not, we try to refrain because we start mumbling about
it becomes a problem. Yeah. We don't even pay attention.
What if you did this? What if the two of you walked out on stage and one of you had a really big hit already inside your lungs and the other guy takes a hit takes a hit and Keith blows it out. That'd be great.
See, now that's magic.
Great laugh at the top of the show.
Yep, yep.
And then also everyone will know that you're both really fucking
high. That's true. We should do that.
I think if you're high on stage, you need to let the audience know.
Yeah.
Instead of playing that game where you start trying to pretend to not be high and then worry about them thinking you're high and them sitting there going, what's wrong with this guy? Is he high? When I walk out on stage, like, he's high. Okay, here we go.
This show is like somebody's worst nightmare, I'm sure, being high in front of other people, but everyone
watching.
That's
what's hard about getting guests is that I know some people that smoke a shit ton of pot and are great at it, but they're not going to come on here because they don't want to lose control.
True.
Yeah.
Who's some of the people that have...
Jack Black lost it.
Really?
I think we talked about him the last time.
I know, but
you're obsessed with that one.
I know. I just want to meet him.
I'm trying to let it rest in peace. You know,
I just keep bringing it up like an old wound.
Yeah, but he's so great.
Weird time.
I saw School of Rock again the other day, and he's so amazing in that.
That's great. Let's compliment
him. I haven't seen that movie yet.
Holy shit!
I know.
You could see it twice instead of watching Boyhood. It's the same director.
Boyhood was a long one.
Boyhood was like 5 hours.
Long ass movie. Yeah, 12 years of shoot.
It's
and
a kid's
watch.
Life.
But
towards
the end, I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
His sister's in the whole movie. Why does he get exclusive billing? Like, she's there the whole time.
Why isn't that called Childhood?
Yeah, kids. Kids was taken by an AIDS movie.
I saw Kids way too young.
What is Kids about?
The Harmony Korine movie where it's like just New York tough kids that have AIDS and fuck each other.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
And I saw that maybe when I was 11.
Why?
And I thought, bad parenting.
That is, wow. Maybe good parenting. Maybe it's a good lesson.
It was
lesson.
On TNT and there was commercial interruption, but it was fine. It was just one of those weird movies that I shouldn't have watched, and I that's how I thought kids in New York were acting. They were just beating up homeless people with skateboards and having underage sex.
I think all that's true.
Right?
I think
that happens. More or less a pretty accurate.
Yeah. I hit it deep somewhere.
Do you guys have a, and maybe Kasim's got a new one since we last saw him, but do you have a most famous person that you've ever gotten high with?
Hold on, I gotta think
or
about this.
Or most exciting to you as a pot smoker?
Probably Lana.
Oh, Lana?
Lana
Glazer from Broad City.
Yeah.
She's great. She's been on the show.
Yeah, she's our stoner buddy, so we spoke with her all the time. She's pretty, I guess she's the most famous person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you guys gonna be on Broad City?
Not this season.
That'd be a good cameo for you, I think. I'll reach out to her, try and make it happen.
Hey, do what you do, Doug. Do what
I
you
told
do.
You this shit would pay off. Just come
do
on the
what
show.
What you do, Doug.
What I do is totally forget that I made that offer. But she'll probably hear about it. Somebody will tweet at it.
At
Ilana Glazer with a Z.
Doug is supposed to reach out to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on you, Doug. Calling you every day. You gotta
hound him like a bulldog.
You got to give me your number first, though.
I will. Every day I'll be like, Keith, Kenny?
You're the only person that
Do you ever call people together? You get on an extension? Yeah. And...
Oh, we put everybody on speakerphone.
You could be your own echo. Sorry, I'm calling you from a tunnel.
That's pretty funny. That'll freak people out.
Well, I'm glad I said something that twins aren't sick of hearing, because you probably
never
get the same
one.
Shit all the time.
Never heard that.
Never in the history of the shitty twin questions that we had, we heard that one.
Oh man,
that's a great one.
And you guys have separate Twitter accounts?
Nope. Nah, we share.
Just the Lucas Brothers.
The Lucas Brothers. Yeah.
At the Lucas Brothers. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Lucas Bros.
What about the movie? Oh, BROS.
Yeah.
What about the movie Lucas? Have you ever seen that?
I heard about it.
Yeah, I heard Lucas. That's a football movie. That's a football movie.
Love that movie.
I like
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, Sheen did it?
Yeah. Winona Ryder's first role, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is she really?
Barack Obama was in that one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Did he give a motivational speech?
Quarterback or something like that?
It was like just at the end when they gave him the Letterman jacket or something.
Something at his locker or something.
I got to
revisit Lucas.
Yeah.
We should take some time.
I caught the middle of it.
Nothing's as long as Boyhood. If it doesn't say Hobbit on it, it's not as long as Boyhood.
Directed by Peter Jackson.
Let's do some pot topics.
Pot topics.
Yes.
Long-term pot use doesn't harm your lungs. It's been proven.
That's true.
It's true. A new study says the inhalation of one marijuana cigarette per day. So that's a good five or six hits
during
a day.
This segment.
Well, that's the thing. They're saying, sure, you're going to cough. You're going to have to deal with that. But 20 years of one cigarette a day didn't affect somebody.
But what if it's more? Like, what if you do more than that?
Smoke more.
Well, that's what these studies do, is especially the 20 years. Like, we got to wait another 20 years to see what two cigarettes a day does.
Because we've already started that day.
So you got to wait it up.
Yeah. Our day's done now. We all just smoked a cigarette. I'm not supposed to get high later?
No, I think you can. I really do. Because here's what they're saying, is they had a sample of the U.S. adults age 18 to 59. This was done at Emory University. And it says, because... The reason I was like, when I saw this particular blue card, which you can purchase for $5. when I saw this, I was like, in Super High Me, at the beginning of the movie, they test my lungs. Mm-hmm. And I'm at like 78 capacity at that point, which is very normal, absolutely average, and also not... It's not. There's nothing to worry about. That's a good amount. Mm-hmm. And then also, the great thing about your lungs is they're one of the few things, I think, that actually, if you do stop smoking, they heal.
Oh, that's great news.
They get better.
That's great news.
So, that's why cigarette smokers should stop immediately. Yeah. Pot smokers should maybe slow it down a little bit and bring in some edibles and whatnot and smoke it less. Smoke more vapor would probably be good,
too. Yeah, I was going to say, were they smoking joints?
We do the vapor bags on the show that Casim's done, where we're in a theater and we can't light anything on fire. And we don't do
them here. Which I didn't know. I apologize.
We don't do them here because the bags crinkle too much and it's annoying to listen to for a whole show.
Yeah.
But we've had vapor pens and stuff on here.
The vape scene's crazy right now.
It's really,
blowing up,
the vape scene is
blowing
up. You know at least one person that has one of these right on a lanyard.
Aren't they doing E6 too?
But you got to go up to every single one of them and either ask or wait for a smell to come out.
Yeah, it's like, which
because
one?
Some are nicotine.
Right.
The more brazen people are generally the nicotine ones. Like if they're standing in an airport doing it or something, like that's not the weed one.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a guy sitting next to me on a plane that was just taking sneaking hits and blowing it like into his clothes or something. And the flight attendants never noticed. But I think if they noticed, they would have said some shit.
It was an
I don't think they'd let that go.
It was a weed one or a?
I think it was cigarette because it just didn't. The weed ones are really like not necessarily weed smelling, but they're aromatic in a way that doesn't
smell
like
tobacco. Some of the tobacco ones smell like apple. They smell like hookah. You know, they're flavored and I don't want any of that.
So you didn't.
Kasim's not having any of that, y'all.
No.
Completely lost train of thought.
Right. We gotta, you don't even have, that's a thing. With four of us here, anybody can jump off the train at any time.
I just heard words.
I was like, all right, they're talking about some shit.
But we're still here. Hats and Glasses Club still in effect. First rule of Hats and Glasses Club, don't show up looking like Doug Benson.
No, you didn't get the memo, man.
Yeah.
We sent it out.
We'll be back with more with the Lucas Brothers and Casim G after this message from one of our fine sponsors. This little fella right here that comes in any color you want practically is called the Buddy Power Hitter. And it'll give you some big fat hits, y'all.
the shotgunner, bro. Shotgunner.
I'm on board. This is cool.
Buddies.
I'm really excited about this product. Another great thing about the buddy is you knock it over, nothing happens.
I love my buddy.
Look at that. Oh, he's doing it up his nose.
He's doing it up his nose. Almost 2,500 viewers have joined us this afternoon, early evening, or you know, it's all over the world. People are watching.
The streets, man. It's all about the streets.
What is this question? Yard Dog 83, good old Yard Dog on Twitter, is asking you guys this.
Who's your favorite NWO member?
Who?
Oh,
wrestling. You know, get NWO. I gotta go with.
I had no idea that was a wrestling thing.
WCW.
Scott Hall.
Yeah, Scott Hall.
Didn't Hogan make like a brief thing into the NWO?
Hogan, Hall, and Nash. Thing. Yeah, there was those three dudes who ushered it in. Bash of the Beach. Yeah. Was it July 7th, 1997? Or 6, whatever. They
Scott Hall was Diesel.
Scott Hall was Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon.
And that's why I love Scott Hall, man. Razor Ramon's one of the greatest.
Yeah, and he was like a real life pill addict.
Yeah,
like
big time. Everything. He was on
the best character with the
toothpick.
Did he pitch a no hitter on LSD?
I don't know.
We talked about that recently with somebody.
Who was that?
I don't know, on which show. Was it Clemens?
What's his name?
Doc Ellis.
They wrote.
I don't mean to besmirch anybody that I got wrong.
His name backwards is Ellis, comma D.
See, yeah, pretty impressive.
Hey, where were you guys the night Owen Hart died?
Man, way to bring it down, man.
Wait a second, that's the next Twitter question.
Where were we?
These Twitter followers really know you guys. These questions seem very specific. Like Kasim, while you're thinking about the answer to that, Kasim, what do you think about the recent UFO files that were released? Dylan 116 wants to know.
Well, I heard that they had released like 1,000 pages, but I think it pretty much came to the conclusion that all the UFO sightings pretty much were just advanced US military that people were observing that they didn't know existed.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
You're satisfied with that?
Well, you know, I like to think there's something out there. But I think there's most of the stuff that happened in the 60s and the 50s after Roswell was just paranoia coupled with new U.S. Experimentation of experimental aircraft.
That shit real?
Yeah.
Sounds bogus.
Man, we're fucking really stoned.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't catch any of that, man.
Yeah.
I heard UFOs.
Do you remember what we were going to talk about with you?
I heard Owen Hart, and then...
Oh, yeah.
And I brought it down with Owen Hart.
And then you start talking about some shit.
Well, he asked me an alien question.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you asking where they were when he died, or when they heard he died?
Because you guys know where you were, probably.
I don't remember.
That was a pretty big deal.
It was.
Why would they know where they were when he died? Like, are you accusing them or something?
Where they?
Where were you?
Were you under the rope? Yeah, I was watching the pay-per-view at my friend's, and the next day we had a little funeral with his action figure.
The crazy thing is, I didn't watch that. We didn't watch that pay-per-view. That's one of the pay-per-views that we missed.
We didn't watch it.
Gosh, guys.
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
Just trying to get on your wrestling.
I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah,
I'm refrained from watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. So he actually died in the ring?
Yeah.
In the ring.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But like they didn't even try to get him to a hospital or anything? Was that
suddenly
finished?
Yeah.
I think they tried, but they didn't leave him there.
No, they tried to bring him back in the ring, but it was...
I think he was dead in the ring.
Sure.
He was without a doubt.
Sure, sure.
Wow, so thanks for bringing that up, Kasim.
Thank you, man.
All your parents still alive?
I got a chasm to leap over now.
Are your parents still alive?
I'm going to do another Pot Topic. You don't necessarily have to play the Pot Topic song again. But just because I figure you guys would prefer this over direct questioning. at this
point. I'm down for whatever. I want us all to join
this in. This is the first most snacking that's been happened on the show.
Oh man, really?
Yeah, yeah. And I love that red licorice is really good.
Oh man, where'd y'all get this from?
It's ridiculous.
I'm gonna order
Trader Joe's. Jay. I'm
going there today.
Little plug for them. They should sponsor this show. I'd eat anything from Trader Joe's if I was high.
Yeah, it's a good place to go.
They don't sponsor things. They don't need to, man. They're just into bartering. That's why they're Trader Joe's. We'll give us your money. We'll give you this food. Tell your friends. Tell them Trader Joe sent you. So Indiana is a state that I guess doesn't have medical marijuana yet, and so it's going to be introduced soon into the House there. It's called DOME, Department of Marijuana Enforcement.
Wow.
And that would be a thing that allows people with a doctor's recommendation to use marijuana, like most medical states.
They should catch up. Yeah. They're already doing like really hardcore drugs out there.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
In Indiana.
Yeah, and then this says that they say it's got a slim chance of passing.
Slim?
So, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
So that's
not Indiana.
Indiana.
Why do we even bring it up?
Yeah.
If it's so slim. Sounds shady. PayPal co-founder invested in pot.
Nice.
Yeah, guy, Peter Thiel, do you think that's his name? Yeah, do you guys know the guy that co-founded PayPal?
No, I just joined.
Elon Musk.
I just joined it.
He's become the first multi-million-dollar marijuana investor.
That's awesome.
Multi-millions he put into it. He's got a little money in Leafly.com. They used to be a sponsor of the show. Maybe they'll come back.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. That's awesome.
And he invested in a Canadian medical marijuana growing operation.
Wow.
It's impressive.
How many millions?
Yeah, well, hope that works out for him. I don't want to get extradited or whatever.
Did he make a lot of millions or just?
Well, it's PayPal, dude.
They say he's put millions into it. We don't know what he's made. You know, we don't know how it's worked out for him.
Sure, he's a billionaire.
But good luck to him.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
Good luck, man.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Multi-millionaire.
Maybe, but maybe not openly. Maybe not. He probably put out a press release.
Oh, he did?
I don't know. Or from a company as big as and known as PayPal that's probably wants to have a somewhat, I don't know if they need to have a family reputation. Children don't use PayPal. They don't want the banks to know that they're all high over there at PayPal?
Well, thank
you. Keep up the good work, PayPalers. I was like, that should be my nickname for the viewers. Hey, PayPalers. Why do you say that? Oh, because everyone at PayPal's high.
The name of your fan, the name
of
your
fan. Can you imagine working there and not being high? It's all numbers all day long. Diet weed.
Do you believe it?
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
What does that mean?
That girl, that lady, Bethany Frankel from Real Housewives.
She's
had a talk show and all sorts of shit. She's rumored to be creating her own marijuana strain because she's already got a skinny girl cocktail or whatever, skinny bitch or something.
Yep.
Diet weed would be designed to prevent the user from getting the munchies. I don't think that's possible. I think if that's what weed does to you, that's what weed's going to do to you.
That's just what it does to you.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that can be removed
somehow. Is she a scientist?
And still get you really high. Yeah. Maybe it just tastes like weed and doesn't get you high at all. Because being high is, you know, that's the munchies.
That's the point.
So you're like, food's going to taste great, so I want some of it.
Weed and munchies go together like Scottie Pippen and Jordan.
You can't
separate the two.
Thank you for that. I would never be able to pull out a sports analogy like that if Rudy wasn't involved. That's like...
They were hitting all of them.
That's like making Rudy punch Lucas. It's just not right. Oregon State University. God bless them. I'm not really that into God, but I said it anyway. They have a new public policy course called Marijuana Policy in the 21st Century.
Sweet.
Examines all the issues facing the state regarding their legalization of recreational, which I always thought was legal there my whole pot smoking life. But the class is in this current semester and is at capacity with 50 students.
Sweet.
50 students are into that idea.
I'm glad somebody's doing it, not me.
That would be so much fun to just set up a camera right outside that classroom. I'm, you know, like if it's one of those long classes, like it's a night class, there's a break. and just film the fucking pot circle that happens.
It's a great idea.
When pot class takes a break. I love it.
To the quad, get high.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you smoke in college? Or did you go to
college? No, I went to community college.
Nice.
For maybe 4 years.
No, nice. I thought it was a 2-year thing.
Damn, yeah.
Is it?
Normally it is.
I'm just that guy.
Normally it is. Yeah. No, I got back into pot maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
You know?
I think it's a
better me.
Getting in and out of it is, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because drunk, you know, when you get drunk, there's a lot of rages sometimes that come out.
Also the pleasant physical pain of drinking. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
But it doesn't alter your personality to the point where you can't get upset about something. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like when a guest on your show brings up a guy who died.
Rest in peace, Owen Hart. Is this his move? That's Diamond Dallas Page.
And even though you think everyone thinks you have a shitty short-term memory when you're high, there's some things you cannot let go of.
I'll never forget the day Owen Hart died.
I can't believe.
No apologies for that.
I can't believe this was the show that broke Kevin Hart's death. I can't believe this is where everybody.
Wait,
this
Brett
is where everybody found out.
Brett's still alive.
Thank God.
He's doing well.
He's still.
He married a black woman. That's true.
Really? Because I always thought he was like almost black himself. He was really tan
Italian,
and he had curly hair.
Yeah.
Italian. Okay. God, that guy was greasy.
He was very greasy.
Right?
Scott Hall was too.
And he was purple. He was purple and greasy. Everything he did was purple.
He wet his hair.
He wet it, and then every time he just like it would hit the camera, water, like greasy oil would hit the camera lens.
Speaking of purple and greasy, how exciting was it when Prince showed up on the Golden Globes? Did you guys see that?
I saw it, man. Yeah, the fro.
It's crazy. And a cane that's just for swinging around. Like he didn't.
Did he perform?
I thought he should do a Willy Wonka and do a few steps with the cane and then do a somersault.
I'm glad that's just accepted, man. How he dresses, it was like, hey, no one cares.
People were so fucking excited to see him. All those celebrities in the audience lit up. They went insane. Because it was a nice surprise, you know. He hasn't had anything to do with movies for a little bit, for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, what was his last one, Purple Rain?
No, he did a couple after that, right? He did the black and white one, Under the Cherry
Moon.
Somebody
let him make more after Purple Rain?
And then, yeah, Under the Cherry Moon was black and white and very pretentious, looked like a perfume ad, and was not a success. And then I think he did a thing called Graffiti Bridge, possibly.
Never heard of it, man.
And then that was it. Three and out. Yeah.
Hollywood only gives you three chances.
He's been super shy ever since. Such a amazing performer when he's doing his music.
Yeah.
Such shy weirdo.
Have you seen him live?
I have.
That's great.
Yeah. Fucking, I was like in, you know, the lawn seats at an amphitheater, the one down in Orange County. It's Verizon Wireless Amphitheater now.
Yeah, he must have been so small. It was from there.
Tiny little guy dancing around. But, you know.
He's just a little thing going.
Super show-offy, you know, playing a bunch of different instruments. You know, no reason to keep one guitar around for more than one song.
He did that in his SNL bit. He had to do three different types of musics in his SNL. Yeah.
It was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
It was great.
It's Prince,
I can't do that.
No, most people.
And
I can't
play one. He's just like a little noodle. He's like a little wet noodle cruising
around.
Isn't
he like 70 years old, too?
Yes.
But no one really knows.
We don't know.
No one knows.
I bet he's 60-ish or 58.
I think he's like late 50s.
53.
I think 130.
But his lips.
But this is a great game.
Guess Prince's
age. Pot quiz, hop shot. Let's wait for this theme song.
You gotta guess.
Everybody guess.
How old are you without going over?
56.
Price is Right style. You went
62.
Out of turn, but he says 56.
62.
57.
Well, I might as well go on the young side and say one.
He's
one.
56 years old.
Oh, railed it.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Keith.
Man.
Pretty sure it was Keith.
What do I get?
1958.
Do I win anything? I don't win anything.
With the flaps up, I can't use what's written on your hat to remember who's who. But I know it's Kenny then. Yeah. Kenny, Keith.
Yeah.
Kasim, is it?
So glad it's the three of us now going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to keep him Kasim.
You want to guess his height?
Oh, yeah.
Height? 4'11".
5'2".
He's short, dude. 5'4". Tom Cruise is 5'6". This dude could be 4'11".
I'd say 5'5". 5'2". Even shorter.
Who was closer?
He walked by me.
Who was closer at 4'11"?
I said 5'2".
You did?
Yeah.
I guess you were the closest.
I know. I checked his Wikipedia.
Who was
real?
Who was on it? But who was closest?
Yeah. Who was closest?
Yeah. He walked by me once in a movie theater in Westwood a long time ago, just so small. Like, it was like, what?
What if he was this girl in the Sia videos this whole time?
You think it was him?
The little dancing.
With the,
that's the same.
They were both on the other night on
that's
SNL.
That's the same.
Sia was on, but had like a lampshade on the whole time.
They had the same body.
And the little girl was out there dancing with some other weird lady.
Yeah. Could be Prince, though.
It could be Prince.
I'm sure that's how she would love to be described, some weird lady. Did I get assigned to go to break again? No? Okay, good. We're cooking. Why go to break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a little spontaneous game.
Let's keep it going.
I'm going to go back to
this. I just know we got so much more fun stuff to come. Look at this. This is like, I feel like we're in Santa's workshop. Or wait, what's a better one? We're all behind the scenes at Jurassic Park.
Dino.
Jurassic World. Yes or yay or nay? Prejudge it.
Yay.
Yay. Chris Pratt's in it?
Yeah.
I'm on board.
C. Pratt.
All right. Yeah.
We're all in.
Chris Pratt argument.
We're all in.
You gotta see everything that guy does from now on. I've enjoyed that guy since he first showed up on
He's
Parks
awesome.
And
Fantastic.
Rec. He's awesome. He was supposed to be just a smaller character in Parks and Rec, and they had to keep him around.
It's like he's my best friend.
Yeah. What it feels like.
He's like my best friend.
Yeah. A buddy of mine. He's not.
But you wish he was.
But I wish.
Christ.
At the beginning he was just married or a boyfriend of Felicia Rashad's character. Felicia Rashad. Rashida Jones's character.
See what you guys are doing to him?
I've got Felicia Rashad on the brain because of what she said.
Oh, that
about,
would be a different
what
show.
She said about Cliff.
Yeah.
What she said about Cliff.
She defended her husband.
Yeah, she did.
TV.
Yeah.
TV.
The fake one, the real one, they're both doesn't really matter. Good at being married to that guy. I'll give them that. True blue. To the end.
Man. What?
You know what? That's a worse topic to bring up than the guy dying.
Yeah.
I was about to go into Cosby.
Can I apologize.
I was going to bring it up to
Cosby. I apologize to everybody.
Chris
Pratt.
Oh, he's such a...
He's the best.
He's
the
greatest.
Guardians of the Galaxy is so good.
So fantastic. Good. Lego movie. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt, man.
The Holocaust was real bad.
He doesn't smoke weed, though.
He doesn't? So?
I don't think so.
Maybe he doesn't. He has that natural gift. Yeah, I think he's
super
does.
Funny dude. Yeah, you think so? All right.
You think he smokes?
Maybe, come on.
Well, that's a new game we can play.
All right, let's look it up. Pop quiz, hop shot. Chris Pratt, does he smoke weed? Anna Faris pretended to smoke weed in Smiley Face. She plays a weed act in that movie. I haven't seen it yet. I actually have it in my Netflix queue.
You guys ever see anyone die?
Ooh, no, good question. Twitter, what's wrong with you? That's
real,
a good one.
Real or fake?
We just drank and smoked weed.
He said that somewhere? Yeah. You got a quote of him saying he smoked some weed?
Yeah, dude. Well,
I like bet he's not a regular smoker.
Dude, it's a bro.
He's a
bro's a dude.
He was a homeless college dropout?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So maybe he used to smoke a ton.
Chris drank and smoked weed is what he said.
I don't know. He's been on Doug Lowe's movies, and like usually we step outside and smoke afterwards. Like that's when everybody, I find out if they're... You know, really, if they smoke or not. And I didn't smoke with him.
But did he
smoke
with somebody
else? That's
only
evidence I have. And he's never said yes to being on this show. You know? Because we've asked, right?
Yeah.
It's
everybody
tough.
Tweet at him, Pratt, Pratt, Pratt.
Come on, Pratt.
His agents would never.
Pratt. His Twitter name is Pratt 3 times. And also, if you say that, he appears shirtless. He worked out. He got so fucking in shape for Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's got his shirt off in one scene. I was grateful. I didn't want to watch him walk around with his shirt off the whole time. We got to go to a break, so hang on to that thought. I saw a thought on your face, Keith.
That was great.
Keith had a thought.
Oh, I had a thought.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Do you ever have a pet just die?
I feel like I'm in fucking NASA or some shit.
These people, they want us to put the word out about their product.
It's a joint smoker.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy.
I'm on board. This is cool. It's just so fun. It's easy to share. It keeps all the ashes inside this thing.
If you're outside, the wind doesn't affect your joint at all.
This is dangerous.
Yeah. It's shaped in such a way so that the cubic volume towards the end tapers out, allowing you to get more smoke in.
It comes out in a big hurry.
Oh, that's so easy.
Belushi, buddy.
What's the price point on a buddy? Can we get the price point?
$19.99. Are you out of your mind?
I got it.
And you can get, two for the price of one with the code word Doug. Knock on their internet door.
It really works.
BuddyProducts.com. Hey, did you just call me Batman?
No.
He's back, man.
Back, man.
These things, these licorices that you guys are enjoying are from Australia's Daryl Lee since 1927. Artificially flavored strawberry licorice.
Appreciate that, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl. Yeah, it's got a koala bear on it to verify the Australia-ness of it, a kangaroo. And they're called traditional soft licorice pieces. But maybe some snack company like that that's not necessarily, might be smaller, might be excited that we enjoyed their licorice so much on the show.
I'm naming my first son Daryl because of the licorice.
It's strong, man. How often do twins have twins? Is that something you have to worry about?
Do you double down if that happens?
Every generation, right? I think it skips a...
generation.
Skips a generation.
Oh, so your kids are gonna be all twin crazy.
Yeah. That's what they say at least.
Okay. It's been true.
Yeah,
My grandfather's identical twins.
Crazy.
Super crazy. 2,638 people are watching us right now. Nice. And I just got word about when the next episode is gonna be. I wanna say it right now in case I forget at the end. It's gonna be on January 28th, which I think is a Wednesday, 2:15 Pacific time. Yeah, changing it up some more. But we'll post that on the site. Follow me on Twitter, @DougBenson. Look at youtube.com/DougBenson. We try to put it up as soon as we know. People always want to know when's the next one. Can't get enough of watching people get high.
People love it, man.
Makes you feel good about it, like you're not alone.
We're doing the right thing.
We are.
I hope a lot of kids are watching.
I think people smoke along to us while we're doing it.
They do.
This is like reverse dare.
Program.
Mm-hmm. Like watch us do it.
I dig it. Yeah. Every time I do a college.
If you want to try it,
we'll show you how.
Yeah.
Wait until after law school, though. Once you get through law school, then do it.
Maybe.
You guys lucked out because of your fucking sheer charisma.
Right?
The
charm we have.
Who else in law school can just drop out and then become famous?
I don't think anybody can do it.
Well, Dimitri Martin, you're fucked if you can't even. Oh, that's true. He's pretty charismatic as well.
Oh, yeah. It's like a young Shawn Michaels.
This is my way of saying all comedians are very charismatic. Who died?
Sweet shit.
Hey, who died, man?
Who died?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. What a sweet guy, man.
Look, just salt of the earth, dude. Yeah,
I miss him. Great actor. I miss him.
This is the most depressing episode of the show.
We're laughing at everything. It's all good.
Oh, it's so much fun. You guys are
the 1-2-3 kid. Just for one night, though. I don't think he's wrestling.
He looked old. They just need some cash.
Need a cash.
You can go to Vince McMahon and say, hey, I need some cash.
Now, come on for a special reunion show.
And you guys know Jake the Snake?
We don't. He's on the show, yeah.
Brett?
Yeah.
You get to, talk and hang with Jake the Snake ever?
We don't hang with Jake the Snake.
You don't, go out.
I don't feel like Jake is in Jake lives in Atlanta. He just records from Atlanta.
Oh, so you don't even hang out with the guy.
Yeah. I would love to hang out with Jake the Snake.
Channing Tatum, he smoke?
No.
I don't think he does.
He's a good dude, though.
Seems like a real good dude. So funny and hilarious in the Jump Street movies. Not so much in Magic Mike, but,
Is that a serious
having movie? A big dick isn't necessarily hilarious. Magic Mike's got comedic moments, for sure. Yeah. But you know what Magic Mike doesn't have, to the best of my recollection? Magic.
No magic?
Yeah. It's called Magic Mike.
Uh-oh.
We have an actual magician.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
here he is.
Yeah, nobody. Happy about this. How you doing?
All right. Kenny, you mind helping me out?
No, I don't.
Pick a card, any card.
All right,
memorize it. All right, place it back here anytime. All right, I want you to take a hit for me and blow it on the deck, if you don't mind.
Blow?
Yeah. That's fine.
All right.
All right, check it out. One card.
Oh, take it.
That's fine. It's quicker this way. One card actually, without you blowing smoke on it, turned green. I got it high.
That's it.
Man.
All right, hold your hand out for me. All right, I'm going to place that here, put the pipe on top of it. All right, Keith, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right, take a look at that card. Got it? All right, place it back in. Now blow a hit onto this deck.
You know, follow the rules, man. I always
watch
had a problem.
Watch his hands, guys. Watch his hands.
All right, and then check it out. One card only actually turns green. I got it high. Do you see a green card?
I don't.
I think it's the twin thing. I think you actually got his card high.
Oh, snap.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man. Thank you, Gabe, the magician.
That's incredible. Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, well, you think that's incredible. You're about to try an incredible device. We've got a sponsor. They're called Buddy Hitter. You can go to buddysmokingproducts.com to get one. We've got a buy one, get one free if you use Doug at checkout. That's the code. And basically, there's a joint inside this thing. You can stand out in the wind, you know, perfect for a typical day in Chicago.
Holy shit.
And just shoot monster hits. Fucking straight into your mouth. So you cover this hole, and then you kind of double pump it, and then put it about 2 inches from your mouth, and suck in and inhale that smoke as it shoots in there.
Whoa,
oh my God.
That was like a music video.
I don't think I've tried the nose thing. I think it'll fuck me up or something, but I'm gonna try it now.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh my God. That's nuts. Don't
What's
do it through
on?
Your nose.
Don't do it through your nose. I don't know if I can do it. All
right. Oh, man, you have to, man.
I gotta go for it.
Woo! Season two of the Lucas Brothers. Wow, cool. Lucas Brothers Moving Company. Season two starts January 22nd at midnight.
I get, wow.
FXX. Ooh, do two of them like you're in a gay porn.
Oh, that's crazy.
Blasting away.
Oh! Can we delete it? Delete that?
That was fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
Follow Kassem G at Kassem G on Twitter.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
K-A-S-S-E-M-G. And Doug Loves Movies, one of my other podcasts, is coming to St. Louis this Saturday, January 24th at 4:20. Los Angeles, California, right here in Hollywood on Sunday, January 25th at 4:20. And looking ahead, Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday, April 12th at guess what time? 4:20. Yeah.
Consistency.
DougLovesMovies.com for all my tour info. If you want to buy one of these cards... If you're gonna make that silly purchase, that I would not. I don't know.
The mugs are worth it. We're gonna plug the mug.
The mugs, people love the mugs.
Only a cool 20.
What do you want to sell this for?
$20.
It's a really nice mug.
Plus $8 in shipping.
Yeah, it's pricey. It's
good. Yeah, I work here. That's why I'm on the show.
No, the guests mostly come for the free mug, and
that's true.
But the blue cards, the hashtag for the blue cards. If you buy one, hold it up and take a picture of yourself with it, and throw it onto Twitter with the hashtag. Cards for High Manity. Nice. We'll put that on the screen. Thank you very much. I thought of that this afternoon.
Very nice.
And Cards for Humanity is a great cause. And like I said earlier, the next show is gonna be on a Wednesday, January 28th. Fellas, this flew by.
Oh man.
That was ridiculous. How fast it went.
Like a needle in your arm.
Yeah. And we went long. This episode's a little fat, but I think it was worth it.
Let's throw it up as extra content.
Yeah.
Make them pay for it.
Ahead, man.
Let's throw up as extra content.
Yeah.
Let's put some vomiting videos up. But we're gonna stick around and ask you guys really quick here a quick question for Gabe time, where Gabe interviews the guests after every show.
Okay.
And so people scroll down further and you can click on that and check it out. We've done one for almost every episode. If a guest storms out of here, we can't do one. Did Jack Black do one? No?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have one for Jack Black.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry I keep bringing it up. Might be funny in the archive version of this to just bleep every time we say Jack Black. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you a week from tomorrow. So kind of, we'll see you on a Wednesday.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.